Let's turn out a local sports here on KNKX. The Seahawks roster continues to undergo a serious makeover. Fans are being forced to deal with the fact that some of their favorite players are gone. In the case of cornerback Richard Sherman, he's now a member of a division rival. It's the topic of this week's chat between KNKX sports commentator Art Teal and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Richard Sherman met the media for the first time this week as a 49er, dressed all in red. And I can't imagine, Art, for fans, it must be so hard to see him in that color. They're used to seeing him in blue and green. It was just really a tough photo to look at.
Yeah, I think the ick factor was very high in Seattle this week, because it's one thing to have Richard gone, and I think people are still trying to wrap their minds around his absence. But to see him dressed in red and talking about his future with the 49ers was a shock. It's the visual you cannot unsee.
And they're not going to be able to unsee it, because he is part of the NFC West division still. We will be seeing him at CenturyLink Field at least once a year.
Right. That's the most unusual aspect of this deal. Let's assume with Richard that he returns to health. He had two surgeries, one on each leg. He's not running yet, but he will be running in June, and he claims to be ready for training camp. So let's assume that his health returns. He will be a primary force in the way of the Seahawks trying to regain their credibility in the NFC West and the NFL. That is one of the most difficult things, I think, for Seahawks fans to deal with, is that unlike most other players who get traded from the local team, he's still in his prime. And he still can be a real impediment to Seahawks success.
Well, how does this compare to other high-profile Seattle sports departures?
Well, it's different to the point of uniqueness, because basically the team let him go and there was no trade involved. I think Ken Griffey Jr. obviously left for Cincinnati in 2000, and that was a very wrenching thing. That, I think, was even more profound than the Sherman experience, because he was around for 10 years and became the best player in the game in Seattle. But he also went to the National League, where he wasn't going to be much of a factor in the Mariners' future. And he also was past his prime. And going back 20 years to Gary Payton, Payton was also on the south side of his career. That wasn't going to be a big factor in the Sonics' plans. The one analogy I see is with the Mariners and Alex Rodriguez, because he was in his prime and was let go into free agency, basically by his request. Man, was he hated. There was a real sense of vitriol that lingered throughout his playing days here in Seattle. And I think that happened because he said it wasn't about the money. He was going to go to a team that had the best chance to win. Well, it turns out that was a lie. That really set people off. In the case of Richard Sherman, Richard was fired. He was injured. His contract had no guaranteed money for 2018 in its final year, and he was out of a job and feeling very vulnerable, so he took the first offer. Got criticized a lot for it, but I think fans need to keep in mind that this decision was the Seahawks' choice. Not that they didn't have their good reasons for it, but Richard did not abandon Seattle, as some might criticize him for. And so I think the fact that he still expressed affection for his teammates, his fans, the city, he may be in the way of the Seahawks, but I don't think he's deserving of the contempt that A-Rod got, or really that any player gets when he moves on to a better deal to protect himself.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.